Joshua chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh, and said unto them, Ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Ye have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim. And now Yahweh your Elohim hath given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore, now return ye, and get you unto your tents, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave you on the other side of Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses the servant of Yahweh charged you, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went unto their tents. Now to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side of Jordan westward, and when Joshua sent them away also up unto their tents, then he blessed them. And he spoke unto them, saying, Return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much remnant. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. The children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go on to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed according to the word of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. And when they came unto the borders of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see to. And the children of Israel heard say, Behold, the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over against that land of Canaan, in the borders of Jordan, at the passage of the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh, to go up to war against them. The children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and to the half tribe of Manasseh, and to the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 princes, and each chief house of prince throughout all the tribes of Israel. And each one was an head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. He came unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, unto the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, Thus saith the whole congregation of Yahweh, What trespass is this that ye have committed against Elohim of Israel, to turn away this day from following Yahweh, and that ye have built you an altar, and ye might rebel this day against Yahweh? Is this the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of Yahweh, but ye must turn away this day from following Yahweh, and it will be seeing ye rebel today against Yahweh, that tomorrow he will be wroth with the whole congregation of Israel. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession be unclean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of Yahweh, wherein Yahweh's tabernacle dwelleth, and take possession among us, but rebel not against Yahweh, nor rebel against us, in building you an altar beside the altar of Yahweh our Elohim. Did not Achan the son of Zerah commit a trespass in the cursed thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel, and that man perished not alone in his iniquity? Then the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered, and said unto the heads of the thousands of Israel, El, Elohim of hosts, Yahweh, the Elohim of the mighty ones, he knoweth, and Israel he shall know, if it be in rebellion, or if in transgression against Yahweh, save us not this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following Yahweh, or if to offer thereon burnt offerings or meal offerings, or if to offer peace offerings thereon, let Yahweh himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come your children might speak unto the children, saying, what have ye to do with Yahweh, Elohim of Israel? For Yahweh hath made Jordan a border between us, and you, ye children of Reuben, and children of Gad, ye have no part in Yahweh. So shall your children make our children cease from fearing Yahweh. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you, and our generations after us, that we might do the service of Yahweh before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that our children may not do to our children in time to come, ye have no part in Yahweh. Therefore, said we, that it shall be, when they should so say to us, to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, behold, pattern of the altar of Yahweh, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices, but as a witness between us and you, be it far from us that we should rebel against Yahweh, and turn this day from following Yahweh, to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meal offerings, or for sacrifices, besides the altar of Yahweh, our Elohim, that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas the priest, and the princes of the congregation, and heads of the thousands of Israel, which were with him, heard the words of the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, said unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that Yahweh is among us, because ye have not committed this trespass against Yahweh. Now ye have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Yahweh. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and the princes returned from the children of Reuben, and from the children of Gad, out of the land of Gilead, unto the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed Elohim, and did not intend to go up against them in battle, to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that Yahweh is Elohim. Joshua chapter 23. And it came to pass a long time after that Yahweh had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua grew old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for all their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim hath done unto all those, not unto all these nations because of you. For Yahweh your Elohim is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And Yahweh your Elohim, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them from out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as Yahweh your Elohim hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their deities, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them, but cleave unto Yahweh your Elohim, as he had done unto this day. For Yahweh has driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man has been able to stand before you until this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For Yahweh your Elohim, he is the fighteth for you, and he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love Yahweh your Elohim. Else if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that Yahweh your Elohim will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which Yahweh your Elohim hath given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which Yahweh your Elohim spoke concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which Yahweh your Elohim promised you, so shall Yahweh bring upon you all evil things, until he have destroyed you from off this good land which Yahweh your Elohim hath given you. When ye have transgressed the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, which he commanded you, and have gone and served idols and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given unto you. Joshua chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before Elohim. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served idols. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave him unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers in chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And he went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you. The Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and the cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive gourds, olive yards, which you planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore, fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the idols which your fathers served the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye Yahweh. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether idols which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the idols of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. And the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake Yahweh to serve idols. For Yahweh our Elohim, he is it that brought us up, and our fathers, out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve Yahweh. We will also serve Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous El. He will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins. If ye forsake Yahweh, and serve idols, then he will turn and do you hurt, and consume you. After that he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve Yahweh. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen Yahweh to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, put away, said he, the deities which are among you, and incline your heart unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, Yahweh our Elohim will be served, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of Elohim, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of Yahweh. Joshua said unto all the people, behold, the stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of Yahweh which he spoke unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your Elohim. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. It came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of Yahweh that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. And they buried him in a hill that pertained to Phinehas, his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim.